the arrangement of the Babylonian Talmud. By the middle of the 4th century, Christian persecution in Eretz Yisrael caused the remainder of the sages to immigrate to Babylonia. For the first time since the Babylonian exile, nearly 800 years previously, all Torah scholarship was concentrated in one area. Led by Abaya and Rava, this august assembly debated new cases, analyzing decisions and explanations of earlier rabbis, checking them for inconsistencies, and provided explanatory comments on the Mishnah. These discussions were fixed in a formalized lexicon and formed the bulk of the Babylonian Talmud. At first, however, this material was not written down, and each topic was not assigned its place in a text. This task was left for the codifiers of the Talmud, Rav Ashi and Ravina II. Sealing the Babylonian Talmud. Once again, God granted the Jewish people a period of tranquility before times became bad, in order to facilitate a monumental task. In this case, sealing the Babylonian Talmud. As in the days of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rav Ashi, the leader of the Jewish people, had the three qualities necessary for this endeavor. Supreme political power granted him by the Babylonian authorities, universal recognition as the greatest Torah scholar of the era, and wealth. As such, he spent close to 60 years in conjunction with other sages editing the voluminous material known as the Gemara, making a first draft and then a final copy. At that time, not only were the halachic conclusions written down, but also the argumentation of previous generations of Amoraim up to his own time. Unlike the Mishnah, the Gemara was written in great detail to facilitate understanding from the text itself. In many ways, the Gemara clarifies the Mishnah, establishing which halachic opinions are binding, providing derivations for the laws and teaching moral lessons in the forms of homilies and stories. After Rav Ashi passed away in 426 CE, Ravina II, who died in 500 CE, continued the final editing and halachic writing. At that point, the Jewish people accepted that the Babylonian Talmud, composed of the Mishnah and the Gemara, was the final halachic authority. No one could decide any matter contradictory to the Talmud, and all future decisions had to be based on it. To this day, the sine qua non of an observant Jew is his adherence to the Talmud, and one who denies any teaching of the Talmud is considered a heretic. The Rabbanan Savorai. In the middle of the 5th century, widespread religious persecution broke out in Babylonia, instigated by Persian fanatics. Fortunately, the major work of redacting the Babylonian Talmud had been finished. At that time, there remained some relatively minor editing, resolving issues that Rav Ashi and Ravina had left open.